Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The gas deal with the Jewish entity. A purchase of our stolen wealth and support of our usurping enemy. Translated. In a new act embodying the context of decline and agency that the Egyptian regime has reached, it announced the signing of a massive deal with the Jewish entity to import natural gas from the Leviathan field in the usurped Palestinian lands. At a value approaching $35 billion extending until the year 2040. Under it, the Jewish entity exports about 130 billion cubic meters of gas to Egypt to be used to meet the domestic needs and export through the Egyptian liquefaction stations. This deal has been promoted as, quote, enhancing energy security, end quote, while in reality it is a betrayal of the Ummah, a neglect of its wealth, an alliance with its enemy, and support of its ailing economy. In light of the economic and political crisis that the Jewish entity is experiencing, this deal forms a lifeline financially and strategically for the Jewish entity, as it brings it billions of dollars annually, provides it with a reliable partner in export, and enables it to impose itself as a central player in the regional energy economy. In return, the Egyptian people are dragged into more dependency, humiliation, and poverty, as this deal brings them nothing but debt, taxes, and price hikes, at a time when they suffer from shortages of electricity and gas at the high cost of living. The observer of this deal does not need much scrutiny to realize the dangerous contradictions. Egypt, the Islamic country, buys gas from an entity usurping the blessed land. And worse than that, the Leviathan field and other fields were never for the Jews any right in them, but were granted to them under invalid maritime boundary demarcation agreements, concluded by the Egyptian regime in 2018, in which it relinquished the right of the Ummah in its economic waters, thereby confirming its full partnership in the crime. The Egyptian regime promotes this deal as an economic success, while in reality it is submission, surrender, and economic linkage to a usurping enemy. For this deal is a direct product of the maritime boundary demarcation agreements that the regime signed with the Jewish entity, Cyprus, and Greece, which led to the relinquishing vast areas of its economic waters in favor of the Jews. These agreements are invalid in Sharia because they represent a relinquishment of land, water, and wealth to the Jews and an explicit recognition of their entity. This gas deal is a new crime added to the record of the regime in its neglect of the blessed land and its people and its cooperation with the usurping entity. O soldiers of Al-Kinana, rise up before history records that you were false witnesses to the greatest betrayal the Ummah has known in modern era. Rise up, for Allah will ask you one by one about a weapon that was not raised, about a voice that was not heard, and about an Ummah being slaughtered before your eyes and you did not support it. And know that the hour of reckoning is coming, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not deceived by slogans, nor is He subhanahu wa ta'ala fooled by labels. So do not be foam like the foam of the torrent, and do not be guards of falsehood that stabs your deen from behind, and rises above you the flags of falsehood. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the truth and grant you to follow it.
أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم.
O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Egypt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.